But now the other celebrations, I'll use Easter and Christmas as an example. If you ever got into it with him, you say something like, well, why on earth don't you celebrate Christmas? I mean, that's Christ's birthday. The well-versed witness is going to come back with a ton of material, okay? For one thing, December 25th isn't when Christ was born. Nobody knows when Christ was born. And they're going to go as far as to say it was probably 6 months before, because of the fact that the sheep were out in the fields, and in December it'd be too cold to have the sheep, and Jesus died when he was 33 and a half years old, according to the Bible. And so if you count back from 9 and 14, his death, 6 months, you're not going to arrive at December, okay? And they're going to come up with this kind of stuff, and then they're going to point out that the date, December 25th, was originally a pagan holiday, okay, for sun worshipers in Rome, no less. Matter of fact, it was the Emperor Aurelian in 274 A.D. that bound them together to kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, adopting the date that was already being used for a celebration to be the date of Christ's birthday, to recognize it as such. Christmas tree. How many of you know where the Christmas tree comes from? The Christmas tree was the sign of life to the Norse. And when Christians went in there to try to make conversions and evangelize them, there were certain things the Norsemen didn't want to give up. And therefore, the Christmas tree was inculcated into the celebration of Christmas out of respect for some of the Norsemen's practice, says. The giving of gifts even stems from the celebration of Saturnalia, another Roman custom. Okay, but the thing here is they can throw all these points out at you, but how many of you sitting around the Christmas tree, exchanging gifts on December 25th, are preoccupied with notions of Roman customs and holidays, or what the Norse are doing? Okay. When I was a boy, I knew all this, and I would preach this to my neighbors and such. Yet, I remember time and time again, I always find an excuse to be over at my neighbor's house during Christmas time. And peaceful, you know. And it rolls right back around to what Jesus said. You know a tree by the fruit it bears. And if there was a change in climate in my neighbor's home during that particular time of the year, maybe they just got a little bit more sanctified, you know. And that's one of the gripes people have, is why can't they be this way all year round? Why is it at Christmas? Well, nonetheless, at Christmas, people seem to be more tuned in to goodwill towards men. And people Christians seem to take more time to consider what that date means to them in terms of what Jesus Christ did by coming to earth. And that's what you're thinking about. And that's what it is to you. And regardless of what may have been adopted into it sometime in the distant past, what is that to you? Now, maybe it is something to you. Maybe it's something to some people. It certainly is to some witnesses. Maybe they just can't look at that Christmas tree without thinking about where it comes from, because it's been drilled into them time and time again. Well, you know, if it bothers somebody, if it bothers their conscience, it is right for them to abstain from it. I don't have a thing in the problem wrong with somebody that didn't observe Christmas because they felt that there were too many pagan practices caught up in it, that as they witnessed these things and had been educated on them, they couldn't help but think about them, and they felt it would be disrespectful for them to participate. I got no problem with that. But they don't do it for that reason. They do it because they are told to do it by their Watchtower Bible and Tract Society. It's not an individual conscientious decision. It is an ordinance to abstain from it. What right does a society have to do that? As a matter of fact, the Bible says something quite different in regards to holidays. Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14 is one of the best chapters a witness could read and study. I was amazed when I read this chapter for the first time and realized that it had been in the Bible all along, and it was even well-versed in the New World Translation, and yet I had no concept of what it had to say. And I'm just going to read a couple of verses out of it. Romans chapter 14, verse 5 and 6. And these pertain directly to holidays, the holidays of that day, Jewish holidays. And let's see what Paul had to say on this subject. One man considers one day more sacred than another. Another man considers every day alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. He who regards one day as special does so to the Lord. He who eats meat eats to the Lord, for he gives thanks to God. And he who abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. And he even ties in that meat issue that I talked about a while ago concerning conscience. That if a person acts conscientiously out of their regard for their relationship with the Lord, then they should do what they are compelled to do by their conscience. But it's up to each individual to make that decision. And I've made that decision. I love Christmas. And I love Easter. And I'm thinking about Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on Easter. I'm not thinking about the little bunny rabbit and the eggs, which the society makes such a big deal out of to try to squelch that season. Because the rabbit stemmed from an pagan observance of fertility god. I imagine you can think of why with a rabbit. And the egg, the same principle. But how many of you knew that? How many of you ever thought about the bunny rabbit and the egg in terms of having anything to do with a god of fertility? I bet you each and every one of you in this room think about Jesus Christ at Easter, don't you? Because that's the significance of that day for you.